I got all those hung up yesterday.
Yeah, I went by today.
They look nice. Oh.
Keep thinking, I gotta take my daughter to take a picture with her on the wall, put it on the wall. She wasn't around. I'm like, I'm gonna do this with her. Forget altogether.
I put hers in the most visible spot because it's a great.
She'll like it.
It is. It's your. It's so awesome.
Yeah. When he came up after we did the freaking big one, photos and that. I met him and he's a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
He let us take some pictures of
him. Yeah.
Well, I'll resort to my minutes. Okay. Any public comment?
The agenda? No, I've got mine. Oh, thanks.
You need a privacy training.
This is great. So,
this is required.
So, we have to do this data privacy training required by the state. And the reason that Wendy's city recorder thinks that it's what we do is we have lists on like the SharePoint site that have people's personal information. So it kind of relates to personal information you may glean like that by part of this. And it's only 8 minutes long. So we watch it and say we did.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we will.
Welcome to the Data Privacy Awareness Training. In the next few minutes, we'll explore what data privacy is, how it impacts us, and how we can all play a part in protecting it. Privacy is a core value in Utah's history and remains crucial in today's digital age. Governmental entities at all levels in Utah must uphold data privacy to protect citizens' interests, foster trust in public services, and ensure transparency and accountability. All governmental entities are subject to baseline data privacy requirements established in the Government Data Privacy Act, which we refer to as GDPA. In addition, some entities are subject to more specific or restrictive regulations, like the Health Insurance Portability and Accountability Act, HIPAA, and the Family Educational Rights and Privacy Act, FERPA. Entities must understand and comply with privacy obligations to safeguard personal data and maintain public trust. What is data privacy? In the private sector, we often have the ability to choose what happens with our personal data. But when it comes to government services, we don't always have the same type of control. Either we provide our personal data to access important services, or we go without them. This contrast highlights the importance of data governance and its relationship to privacy. Data privacy refers to the protection and responsible management of personal data, ensuring that it is collected, accessed, used, and disclosed only as authorized. It safeguards an individual's control of their personal data, such as financial details, health information, and online activity, so the data is kept secure and used only for authorized purposes. GDPA plays a crucial role in data privacy by creating baseline requirements in law that govern how personal data should be collected, stored, used, and shared by governmental entities. How does records management relate to data privacy? Data privacy is tied to the records we create, from physical documents to digital data. Collecting personal data can be easy, but managing it is much harder. Without proper records management, from the collection of personal data to its disposal, government entities are likely to see lost productivity, unnecessary expenses, over-collection, and possibly even data breaches. Governmental entities must classify and organize records to safeguard an individual's data privacy. Records must be managed according to their record series attributes, for example, how long they need to be kept, how sensitive they are, and what they are used for. Proper records management protects data privacy and transparency while allowing your entity to effectively use personal data to provide essential services. Data privacy obligations for government. Protecting an individual's personal data helps build trust between the public and government. Every governmental entity in Utah is required to initiate a data privacy program. This program is the framework by which your entity will implement data privacy practices that fulfill their data privacy obligations. Data privacy practices include safeguards to protect personal data, meet legal requirements, and inform individuals about their data privacy interests. The data privacy program of each governmental entity should be customized to meet its specific requirements while accounting for the baseline standards set by the GDPA. Here are some examples of privacy practices your privacy program may include. Designating a chief administrative officer who will be responsible for overseeing the governmental entity's data privacy program. Conducting an inventory of all the personal data collected and processed by the governmental entity. Providing a clear data privacy notice on forms when collecting personal data or user data. Ensuring that only the minimum amount of personal data is collected to achieve the governmental entity's purposes. Disposing of personal data according to approved retention schedules to ensure that personal data is not retained longer than necessary. Providing notice of a data breach to impacted individuals. Data privacy practices like these provide a strong foundation for your data privacy program. You should contact your entity's chief administrative officer if you are unaware of what data privacy practices you should be following. You can learn more about these and other generally applicable data privacy practices by visiting privacy.utah.gov. Utah's forward-looking strategy. Many of the data privacy practices have existed in various parts of Utah law for over 30 years. As technology has advanced, some of these obligations have not been fully implemented by governmental entities. The Government Data Privacy Act, GDPA, establishes a forward-looking strategy that helps address such gaps. All new processing activities implemented by governmental entities must be compliant with the requirements in the GDPA. Processing activities may include how the data is collected, organized, altered, accessed, or stored. For pre-existing processing activities, entities are required to document areas of non-compliance and develop strategies to bring those activities into compliance. This proactive approach ensures that Utah remains a leader in protecting individuals' data privacy while considering resource allocation and prioritization. It will take many years to build mature data privacy programs and processes, but with consistent and disciplined efforts, all governmental entities in Utah will be leaders in data privacy. Your role in data privacy. As a government employee who processes personal data in your daily work, whether it's handling forms, maintaining IT systems, or providing services, your actions directly impact data privacy. Here's how you can contribute to protecting an individual's data privacy. Common tasks involving personal data. Collecting personal data through online forms. Best practice, minimize the amount of data collected. Obtain clear consent. Provide a personal data collection notice. Encrypt the information. Storing personal data in a database. Best practice, restrict access to personal data to authorized personnel only. Establish clear data retention policies that define how long personal data will be stored and how it should be used. Conduct regular audits to detect vulnerabilities. Sharing personal data with third parties. Best practice, enter into formal data sharing agreements. Anonymize or pseudonymize personal data before sharing. Small actions like updating outdated forms or reporting potential risks contribute to a privacy-conscious culture. Conclusion. Now that you understand the importance of data privacy, remember that we all have a responsibility to protect personal data. By following the practices outlined in GDPA, we strengthen trust in our systems and protect individuals' data privacy interests. At the Utah Office of Data Privacy, we're here to assist in prioritizing data privacy. Together, we can build a more secure and trusted government for all. Thank you for watching. For more information, visit privacy.utah.gov.
Two. two gone.
I challenge all of you to use that in a conversation tomorrow.
And spell.
I'll say to my kids, they want to be in the same.
Pseudonymize.
Okay, let's just go around a table and talk about our health ailments so it's public record. Okay, recap events. Semi-quincentennial event for veterans in conjunction with the senior lunch brunch.
That's awesome.
Yeah, you didn't have to drop off the line to go in the saw.
Oh, I didn't know that. It should have went in. No one took a picture of anything. I know. I'm like, what happened with that?
I didn't take anything.
No, it went really well. And I think we're planning on doing a Veterans Day again next year. Celebration. Of course, we'll have a Veterans Day, but we're thinking of celebration.
No one took any pictures.
Can you believe that?
Sorry, I was.
That's okay. We had all the flags in the world there, and it was awesome, and the veterans loved it.
Good. Did you have, well, you wouldn't know. Do we know how many extra people showed up that weren't normally part of the senior lunch bunch?
From what I heard, it was a lot more. It was the biggest crowd they'd had. We probably had about 8 or 9 vets plus their plus ones. So we're hoping to build it next year.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of the senior lunch bunch themselves are they're probably a lot of veterans in that group.
So Dee Lallis reported on it at the city council, and he said how nice it was, and said that there was like 81 in attendance, which they don't usually have that many, so it was bigger, but said how nice it was.
Oh, you're so good.
So thank you for that. Yeah.
Good. No, thank you. We'll do. Maybe
get them into the bunch.
Yeah, I think that. That's what Conrad was saying. And next year, it actually falls on Veterans Day, which you may or may not get off. But we'll figure something out.
Hey, good.
And again, on the record, thank you for all the flags.
So next year.
Yes, please and thank you.
And on the record, we need pictures next time. Because I wanted to go so bad, and I couldn't get away from work. And so I said, well, send me some pictures. And everyone's like, no one took any pictures. I'm like, what?
not even one.
Had my phone thought about it.
Yeah, but you were busy. So, but it was good. So thank you for that. They really did like it. And I think they were appreciative of it. Good.
Thank you. It was fun.
Okay. Let's go to Winter Lights Fest. What else needs to be covered?
You want to start or do you want me to start? I guess.
What is about this?
Yeah, John and Public Works, Randy, I mean, a lot of their things or all of their things really kind of pertain to like setup of the operations of the restrooms and the blah, blah, blah. But so I've got kind of some other things that we need to maybe figure out. And what I'm hoping, Tammy, is that you know what resources we have from the YCC. Last year, I plugged them into 15 different spots. You know, we had 2 serving hot cocoa from 5:50 to 7, 1 from serving cookies. You know, so that 2 kids weren't doing it for the whole time. We kind of rotated.
You're going to rotate.
But I think, I don't know how well they stayed to that anyway. And it doesn't, so I don't feel strongly about it. I just thought as long as you guys know, or if that's covered, or if you want me to help assign them, I'm happy to do that. But
let me ask if she has a number.
Because we kind of, yeah, so we have, 3 for crowd control in the Santa area. 3 for the candy canes and exit, kind of helping direct them because it's a little congested as they come in and go out. 2 for the face painting line. Dallas, you taking some pictures?
Yes.
Then I know Catherine said she was available to help set up the Santa station. Were you also, Alexis? Like 3?
I probably can't get there until like 4:15.
That's totally fine. We will probably want to have it set up by then, but I can probably maybe just see if, and Sarah's got her 4 little kids too. So who else do we have? We're still short a member of this committee, aren't we? You're probably at work too. I can.
We are short a member of this committee. Who's the city council that's?
It was Lisa.
Uh-huh.
And, because remember, Emily just moved.
Oh,
without letting
so,
I think Lisa probably was thinking I'll let the next council member choose. Uh-huh. But yeah, Emily's been gone for a few months.
You know what? I need to ask Heidi. That will be her that will be finding one, right?
We
volunteers on the list.
Yes.
That's brand new.
Always asking to help.
Oh.
So.
And it's not. It's not hard. The storage room is on that basement, floor where we bring everything out. But there's some Christmas trees. We kind of need to fluff and do the lights.
Do you want me to ask Fran if she'll come?
Sure.
Do you have that volunteer? You know where that volunteer list is, don't you? If that's in, it's on the shared drive, right? Because that's an easy list to call.
And I know she's
on the list. That's kind of my list. That just kind of shows you the Santa area.
Okay.
But
really good chair for Santa.
You know what? I have big red like comfy chairs that I offered, and he said
they don't like
no.
Those. Yeah.
It was like they wanted the hard chairs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I even put red pillows on them, and we kind of just set them on the ground. Okay. So.
That's awesome. Okay, I'll ask her.
Yeah.
It's easier for them how they could sit and stuff like that for some reason.
So, as you know, we've got the mural debut that will be at 6 p.m. So, that's kind of kitty corner from City Hall. The Public Works guys are going to be moving the fencing that is the construction fence back a little bit so there's room for more people, but the advertising is kind of telling people to meet in that corner of Hatch Park so at 6 p.m. So the mayor will kind of welcome, do introductions. The artist will say a few words, and then I think it's just kind of make our way back over to City Hall. The police will have two officers there, just kind of, since we've got people walking back across the street.
Not being chased by zombies this time.
No zombies at this party.
Should ride the reindeer.
Do we want the mayor, do we want to do a countdown? When are you guys flipping on the spotlights for the mural? We didn't really talk about that.
Do that first, and
I mean,
you can give the speeches. It's quite traumatic.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. It needs to be like ooh ah. How did it look?
We did.
It's a cute mural. Great. I don't know if you've seen it, but it's.
Oh, it's awesome.
Yeah.
I show you a picture, but.
Well, I took a picture. Hopefully you all got the city newsletter, but I put a sneak peek in the newsletter anyway. So so then everyone will come back over. Tell me about the caroling.
Okay. What would you want to know about the caroling?
Is it you? Have you, or did you ask somebody else to do?
I do have a group coming, yes.
Okay.
And I'll get more in the group. And Julianne said last year it was kind of from about 5:45 to 6:45, so about an hour. Does that still sound good?
That sounds good. I looked at my other notes, and we talked at one point, like, doing, like, two blocks of time.
Okay.
But I think that's fine to just do an hour at the first, because we do have a playlist of Christmas music that actually projects better through the area.
Okay.
The carolers are awesome for right there around the amphitheater, and it's so fun. And people, I looked through some pictures today, and people just randomly come and start singing. And
awesome.
You know, it's kind of fun.
Awesome. And we have the folders with all the songs in them, and just trying to find people now.
Okay. So what I'm thinking is, if kind of 5:45, if they can be there.
Okay.
What we might all kind of need to do is kind of help people usher over to the mural. That's kind of where the party starts.
Oh, so the singing won't start till...
I think, maybe six, everyone... 6:15.
David hasn't been here at 6:15.
Okay.
Yeah, and this year we're not lighting the trees. We're lighting the mural.
Yeah. But if you're not 6, it'll take a few minutes for everyone to get back over.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking most people will be parking at City Hall, though. So we kind of want to somehow say, you know, we're starting over at the mural. So I don't know of a good way other than just kind of saying, we're starting over there, and then we'll come back over here. But we could either be singing kind of all that's happening, or just wait until everybody comes back, and, you know, before Santa arrives at 6:30 on the fire truck.
Do you want us to still sing after Santa has come?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. So Santa...
A walking song.
Yeah.
And you want us to sing a Here Comes Santa Claus or something as he's coming in.
Yes, correct? Unless Tammy wants to sing. What was that cute song you sang last year?
Yes, Must Be Santa.
Might
be helpful if I know the words this time, because I did forget. Well, I was so nervous.
It was the spur of the moment. It was beautiful. She has a beautiful voice.
So cute.
Oh, I will. I would do it, but I will be more prepared this time.
Okay, so you want us sing like 6:15 until 6:28 when Tammy will start singing. Is that correct?
Tammy does a solo.
Okay, yes. Well, no, I do a solo, but then they repeat me, remember? That's how that song
It's still kind of a group song.
Yeah, okay. I sing a little bit, and then they sing back. She says best guess 8 to 10. But then we could ask for volunteers, too.
Okay.
And do you want me to ask the council members again to come and help? Or do you
in
want...
a minute, let me look at this. Because we're doing a little bit different this year with the scones and us doing the hot chocolate ourselves, that either might mean we need more volunteers or less volunteers than we've needed in the past. So,
okay.
But let me just, here, so this is the way of
excitement. See right where you are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So the amphitheater. Maybe that's better for you to see. Carolers will be right kind of here in the amphitheater. The fire truck will come around here. This is where we'll all be over here for the mural debut. The fire truck comes around here, comes into the parking lot, and Mr. and Mrs. Santa get out here, and they walk down kind of some steep little steps, and then they're up against the building on that at City Hall.
Down that on that portion?
Yes. So then they're kind of in that covered area. Have you been on that side of City Hall? We always use the front door, but down here is the police entrance.
Okay.
And so it's kind of a covered, like, vestibule.
Okay.
And then the face painters are also kind of down there.
And so the seniors stay there the whole time?
Yeah.
But do you still have a group of people there, or?
People just kind of wander around. But the there's nothing that says the carolers can't wander around too if they want.
Okay.
Really, it's up to them.
Whatever we
decide. Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Because we don't use microphone or anything for the carolers, do we, John, Randy?
I think we have. We haven't. I think that sometimes there's a microphone like kind of out front.
Yeah.
We can. You can get us on a
probably phone. Okay, unless. Because it will be down in that area, the other mic. But I don't. Close into the amphitheater. Right. I think that also will be nice and a little bit warmer in there.
It's cold.
Darn, I wish we could get big snowflakes.
I keep looking.
What a nice Hallmark Christmas.
Yeah, exactly. And then you can own a cupcake shop too.
Yeah.
Make it really a Hallmark.
So then in this parking lot is where the hot chocolate and the scones will be.
Okay.
Is right in this parking lot down there.
Awesome.
So I don't know if that helps kind of give you the lay of the land. Buddy the Elf.
Oh,
so is going to be there again.
The public sort guy.
So yeah.
Do that again. He's awesome.
He's leaving us. This is his last year doing Buddy the Elf. This is his last week.
Really? This is the last Buddy the Elf? Yeah, that means next year it's you.
Big suit, apparently.
We could stop it.
Anyway, he's possibly wanting to ride on the fire engine. He asked me, and then I thought, yeah, that's great. But then I got thinking, I think it'd be fun to have him there helping usher people and kind of having him there. As it starts.
I love that he wants to ride on the fire engine. So Buddy the Elf.
I know. Yeah. Oh, that he's.
Oh my gosh, that just seems like.
Well, I'm not sure that there's room for Mr. and Mrs. Claus and Buddy on it anyway.
Wait for him at the bottom.
Oh, I don't know. I guess I could ask the chief if there's room for all three of them. Then I thought, does that take away the excitement for the clauses? Would the clauses feel gypped?
I doubt it. They wouldn't care, I don't think.
Some people probably haven't even
adds to it that you have an elf there as well.
It was so great. That's what, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Where's he going? Can he come back? Can we have him come on winter?
He's talking about flying him
out. Yeah. Like, can...
That's awesome.
He said he'd come out.
Where's he going?
Pennsylvania.
Well, that's a little
That's
a little costly.
We probably,
I don't think it's in the budget.
We could probably hire an actor for a lot less than that. One thing in my
12 layovers.
Let's see. Okay. So from 6:30 to 8, Santa photos, cocoa scones, face painters are lined up. We're gonna take our cornhole. Since there's no snow on the ground, right? Mm-hmm. We're gonna have cornhole around.
You have the face painters. Okay.
Or what?
Snowball.
Yeah, that would be nice. Then, and then we'll need help for cleanup. I've always put this down here that at 8 p.m., the mayor just thanks everyone and blah, blah, blah. But the last couple of years, that's right about when everyone's had enough and it just kind of naturally, people just end. And then we clean up for a little bit after that. So where I guess... we need to look at where we need the volunteers. So those of you doing scones and hot chocolate, what are you?
Steve help with the hot chocolate?
Well, they did last year. You know, they helped serve, they kept keeping the cups kind of filled. So I assume that's something they should still do this year.
Yeah.
I think
that's unless we end up with not enough people, but yeah, because Suzette helped us last year. I had her on this when I was looking at it. So two YCC, like I had the first hour and then the second hour. Maybe if we don't have enough to do that, we just do 2 hours. It's really on there, yeah. So
that kind of thing,
yeah. I just think it would be easier that way, because then number one, you wouldn't have the mess of everybody into it, and it would lessen the crowd.
What about taking away options for people and just putting powdered sugar on all of them or something?
Well, I did suggest that. I did suggest cinnamon sugar.
I mean, yeah, just a thought. What? Oh, okay. Then, I mean, I'm just throwing that out, just trying to simplify. So
I mean, they could just make some and set it out, and whoever wants, well, they just grab the one they want.
Okay.
Do you have like little, those little trays, those little?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the easiest way. I can't think what they're called, but yeah. Yeah. He and I have chatted. He told me he did. I said, you are on it. Yeah, that way they could easily get them, and then they could just come by and see what they want and take it on.
Then that's great. Do you want little signs that say, you know, powdered sugar, cinnamon sugar? I mean, or you just have them saying what they are.
They can see it.
Obviously.
They should
light,
see it.
Light enough. Yeah.
Yeah. It should be like
Okay. So do you think three YCC to?
It's going to be awesome.
It is. So YCC is doing the scone.
The scone decorating. The scone.
The dressing. Dressing scones. Because they're not cooking them, right? You're frying. We're frying.
Yeah.
You don't want them to fry.
No, I think we don't want them to fry.
Yeah, you don't want them to do it.
So we have our flat top griddle, and I'm wondering if you have yours too, so we can have
six
pans going.
Yeah.
Probably come get it like Monday
morning. Can you come get it? I was going to say, because
we can come get it.
That'd be great. Oh, yeah, the side by side will work with you anytime. Perfect.
I'm going to I'm going
to
make the executive decision. So you'll pick it up
Monday at 10 o'clock? Yeah.
We'll have to worry about everybody.
To just have three do that for the whole hour and a half instead of splitting it up. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. I have your back. Where do you want Fran and me to
meet you?
That downstairs entrance of City Hall.
Home station?
Yeah. Okay. And if
mad about that.
If you need to come to the front door, that's
fine. She'll be here. She wants to do that.
Oh, good. That's awesome. Anyway, we'll just have those three do it the whole time rather than splitting that up. And also for hot cocoa. John, do we want any decorations with the... Yeah, I know. I took my pen out of my purse.
I take mine.
Do you want any... We just have the lights and...
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's all I have.
That's true. It's a tent this year, not the. I had that in my notes from last year, so I don't. I'm not sure what we would want to do. I think it's fine. I don't know if we.
Do you have a light to have over the oils just so we can see?
Yeah.
There's we've got string lights.
Oh, perfect. Okay. Yeah. So I say we gotta go see when they're. When we flip them.
Okay. This one's really pretty.
Because you do, we have a lantern over the top of them, so
that works. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that'll be good. Okay, I'm not going to have anyone decorate that area unless you think we need it. That was tablecloths was one of the things that I wondered for the serving tables. What do you think?
I just do, if you need anything, I would just do plastic.
Well, that's what I mean, like the plastic.
Yeah, it would be plastic.
From Olive Oil.
Yeah, I mean, it will look nice. And that way you can just, and maybe like red,
or throw them away.
And you could just throw them away when you're done. Yeah, but it does add something. Makes it a little bit more fancy, but not too much.
And did you want me to grab those for you?
Could you do that? How many tables are under there? Are we for the where hot cocoa and scones are? Two long ones?
Two for the face painters.
Right, I'm just thinking.
Two for show.
Two for food.
Right. I'm bringing one of them.
I'm wondering if we will three fit under there. I'm just trying to envision a serving area. Those are 8 foot tables.
Table in the back.
Yeah.
So we have that 8 foot, or we can use for 2 6 footers.
And I have 6 foot.
So okay. Then we can put the other 2 6 foot with the base banners.
Why don't you get three or four? Okay, get four, four because
all red, yeah, red, green,
whatever they have at this point. It might be like, and then just keep your receipts and
read. Do you have some
literally going to be
paper towels?
Like, or have
do it anyway.
Basically, keep track of the expenses.
Just paper towels to put them on so that kind of.
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
Whatever, well, have those three full pounds or whatever.
Put them in.
Oh, okay. Gosh, you're better prepared than I am. I thought I was pretty prepared.
We had a volunteer as a Santa escort last year when they, and this is their third or fourth year, they may know where to go, but I think it still helps. And I think you did that, but you won't be because you'll be cooking scones. I'm wondering if Buddy could do that, whether he comes in on the fire truck with them or whether he's just there. Having him kind of help them down the stairs and get to their spot.
Oh, that would be good.
Kids out of the way.
Yeah, that's kind of what we need to do.
I was going to say, if he can't ride the fire truck, he could say Santa when they got there. That'd be okay. Except we're breaking his heart that he can't ride on the.
Even if he rode with them, though, I'm saying he.
But there should be, if do they have to have two on the fire truck, two firefighters on the truck if they.
I don't know what their rules are.
Because I know that when they've brought him before, it's she rides in the front and he rides in the back. And then there's the one that drives the truck, but there's another seat. Right?
I don't know. I've never paid attention. I'm just there taking pictures.
Yeah, he went through.
Oh, I don't think safety reasons they can, right?
He cares. He wants to be like all the.
Oh, he wants to be in the letter that's going back and forth. Oh, he wants to be like New York style.
Then he should do that.
If he's on the other side, you can't even see him.
He would be on the other side.
And you wouldn't be able to see
him. Because they put them on the one side, so when you drive up, you see them. Yeah.
So he either needs to be on top of the fire truck.
The thing is, he just wants to ride on a fire truck. You can't take that away from him.
I don't know. Maybe he could hop on the fire truck just as they come into the parking lot so that he gets that experience. But I don't think.
And say, so.
I don't think the fire department would let him ride on top of the fire truck for the whole route.
No.
Thank you.
Yeah. True. I can ask.
So he could be the escort. I think that's good.
I think that's okay.
Especially where I'm going to be helping down there.
Yes.
I'll just tell them.
I mean, we could find another person, but I just.
Think that he'd be great.
What time do you start cooking?
We're going to start. The oil takes like 30 minutes to heat.
So will you remember to come over and sit here? Do you want us to run over and grab you?
I'll remember.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
You might just
can't wait.
Be the backup in case.
Yeah.
One, two.
They'll three, be. They can be without me for 5 minutes.
You know where the cameras are?
Yes, they're on my chair in my office.
Yeah.
Because it takes a minute. Because once you get them going, sometimes they are too hot. Then it takes a minute to.
Are you gonna go across the street?
Especially when you're doing a lot, it takes a minute to figure it out.
I've seen that road.
So where the YCC were really helpful was the crowd control and helping. The crowd control helping. Show where the Santa line is, though this year we're going to add a few more of the not stanchions, those are the things, the
yes.
panels to go around, but if depending on how long it is, that was helpful. But hopefully we've got two that can do the crowd control there, and maybe just one then for candy canes and helping them exit. And then, yeah, and then why don't you plan on, I'm going to put you on the crowd control supervision, actually. Would you be in charge of helping the YCC? And we can talk before them, but.
Have you ever asked on the social media posts if for volunteers?
Yeah, and
do we ever get any?
We do. We've got a few in that file. Okay. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's that one we do. But I mean, just when she does her social media posts, if we ever, like, if anybody just replies on that and says, hey, I'd like to help or anything.
Yeah, I didn't know how many YCC we'd have. Mm-hmm. So that also just kind of determined.
That was her. She said that they're there, right? I guess they were there earlier. And she said she could ask right now. I think she's going to ask on GroupMe, but she said I probably won't have an accurate response for a day or two.
Okay. I'll plan to line up a couple others if I can. And, okay. Let's see. Carmen, were you... who's helping with their playlist or working on doing music when that's not, or Randy, were you just doing that? Like after the carolers stop, was someone in charge of music?
Yeah. I thought we were using your playlist last year.
We were, but we were going to use your iPad.
Yeah.
iPad.
Yeah, one of us will.
Okay.
I think we'll probably have videos.
Okay. Okay. Can we plan on everyone for cleanup? Are you able to be there?
Well, I will take
you're going to be
Santa. I'll take them back, but then I'll come back. So I
okay,
you can count
but
on
you
me.
Guys are going to have lots of food stuff, greasy mm-hmm. stuff to clean up.
What are you saying? Like the fencing and all that, we'll take care of.
Yeah. I just. Our Santa station.
Okay.
It's the Santa station with hauling all those trees back in and kind of boxing them up. And so
yeah,
that's.
Christmas station, trash.
Okay.
Yeah. Like a metal bucket to dump all the hot
oil. Oh, good. I was going to say, the oil is the hardest part, but if you have something to dump it in, then that's.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's
I
a thinker.
I want it once it's in your mouth. I want to party with you.
Let's go and make an office already.
They probably have a
thing. Let's dump it out there.
So awesome.
With the motor oil.
I want to hang out with you for Halloween from now on.
Can I bring my motor oil in for you to get rid of that as well?
You can do that. Take it down at like O'Reilly too.
That's what.
Oh.
I was just trying to be funny, John. Sheesh.
I'm impressed that you guys change your own oil. I don't know that.
I don't.
How much would it take for me to change five? I mean, it'd get like probably 10 times.
So we also are doing a food drive for the
awesome.
Center of Hope Food Pantry, collecting canned goods. What?
They better get a lot of food. We have two drives going.
I know. Well, they got 700 boxes of cereal this morning,
oh,
so that was good.
Oh, they did. Did they get it from the elementary school?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's awesome.
That. Brian went over there, and they had their little celebration.
Do you have a thing to collect it in?
Yes, I've got two boxes. Sherry and Caden, our intern, are helping us with that again. And then if anyone asks, so we've got flyers, and they have a QR code on them that if people want to just donate cash, it just goes right.
Is it anything in particular, like at the board, or is it?
Yeah, they're looking for canned goods this year.
Anything?
Non-perishable. It says she listed like meat, fruits, but it was all the stuff that I thought, well, that's pretty much everything that comes
everything
in cans. Yeah. And then we will take the donation boxes back into City Hall and leave them there until the end of the month so people can still donate at City Hall.
Have you put the fundraising thing on the Instagram page yet?
No, okay. I just barely.
As soon as you do, I'll retweet it. I'll re-insta it, re-whatever.
Share.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Because sharing is caring.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. That might be all of that that I have.
That's a lot. That's
awesome. I don't know that we, there's always probably something we haven't thought of, but every activity we do, you know, we find out more and more details and we're getting better at them all, aren't we?
Yeah, Wendy's got a little crew that rolled the scopes out, so.
I know.
I'm guessing, I don't know, we were going to try to have them all ready by about just have enough sheets.
Yes.
So I'm guessing about noon's ready to take the tolls out.
No, because they'll thaw too fast. I would take them out to start thawing around 2 o'clock. Because then they'll be cold about 4, and then you should be able to roll them. Well, you've got 300 of them to do, though, right? Yeah.
Maybe try this Sunday.
See, just so you know, I also found my, we planned for 600 last year. We ordered cocoa and cookies for 600. We didn't have a lot of cookies left over, but I think it's because cookies were easy for people to just keep wrapping. So I think that was plenty and we had way too much.
One person.
But what I also saw was that we needed bottles of water. We, not everybody wants cocoa, and if they. Get to the river or something. Will you put down that we should bring those? So
yeah.
And that was something I hadn't thought of till I looked at my last year's notes. Yeah, I think
it's a cold night.
If people are thirsty, that's.
If you put them out about 2 o'clock, they'll be told to roll. If you put them out at 12, they'll be solved for one big clump of dough, and then you have to get them. If you do by that, then they can, they'll each touch them. They'll still be in their shapes, and then they'll all be the same size. That's what I would do. Yeah. That's what I did at Halloween, and that was, it was so much easier to have them all the same size.
Six bags.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think Costco didn't have them, so I had to go to Winn. Oh, you did get them?
Randy.
Well, it's Thanksgiving. I got them at Halloween. They didn't have them at that time.
Can you tell our magenta ink is low at City Hall? So these
plans just orange.
They're like 72 in a bag, right? Yeah.
That's right. We're getting more.
Okay. It'll be good.
We need more than that. 300.
That's awesome.
The only problem is if they will eat more if they're there. I know, because I've done this, and they'll, you know, like, they're like, they're so good, they'll come back.
It is one of those things where you just never know. I was surprised when I saw that. Yeah.
I would too.
You don't want to have to make.
I think. Let's have 360. That's a lot.
Let's just stick with that.
You're
and
like,
then
we're so sorry. We
run out of 615.
I haven't
said that. We had 400 and we're done.
I didn't do any banners around town this year. Where, I mean, I did the event signs, but I didn't make any additional banners. So we didn't do any posters or yard signs, which we've done in a few years ago, but so maybe less people will come too.
Well, I think we'll be okay.
I do too. I think, like I said, I think cookies is a whole different ball game than a scone.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
So.
And they'll get a candy cane.
So, and we had a ton of hot chocolate left over, partly because it was horrible hot chocolate.
Yeah. That's.
Yeah, it was just water in a cup.
It was
really bad.
I remember it was bad. There's nothing worse.
No, and I don't know what happened.
When you put the garlic salt on it, and no one will want it.
Actually, scones can be sweet or savory because they make a great Navajo taco.
That's true.
Yeah. Not this night.
No.
Next year. Next year, John.
It's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be awesome.
Yeah. Hey. Anyone have any other questions or thoughts or suggestions?
I really think Buddy the Elf should come in on a fire engine. What do you think?
What do you guys want me to do with that? Should I ask?
Yeah, give it to him.
Chief Stewart, if that's okay. Okay.
Tammy, did we get the okay?
I mean, even lights in the news. Lights in the truck in the station.
And then just,
you know what?
And if there's a place for him to hop on it.
I don't remember if I asked.
Can you check and see, and then we can.
Yes.
I mean, also the caveat is also if there's an emergency Monday night at 5, 6, whatever.
Santa's putting out fires.
Then we'll go get him on a snowplow or something.
And also, don't start a fire at the hot oil. But then, hey, firemen will be right there.
Yeah.
When do you want to start that?
That's on the agenda.
Do you want to do that like through moments? Just until I was thinking until the 4th of July, and then we can have them come on stage and all the others. We just kind of give a nice recognition to all the veterans.
Perfect. I will ask that next.
Thank you.
I was going to say next work council. Next city
council. Next wrong council. Wrong council.
I'll ask that. Wrong council. Got it.
Too many ask council. Word council, but I don't need to the answer.
Too many council meetings.
You're awesome.
And sorry about to freak you out on the December 1st thing.
No, because I'm like, no. Well,
I think I got a reminder from the previous year, mm-hmm. And then I was like, what? Oh, wait a minute, what's the date? So I'm sorry. Yeah,
no, I'm glad it was right because I'd already scheduled all because I was.
Of course you have.
I know I'd scheduled my post and I was like, Caribbean, and I'm like, I think that's really wishing. But I don't know when
it's going to be. What the arts board was doing.
Don't trust me.
They proposed a storyteller festival, and I had proposed that a couple of years ago. And I told her, I was like, yeah, I got all this information. If you guys want to run with it, or if you guys want to team up together, something, we could get this thing going. So if you guys want, we can help out for us.
Would love that. Hate to be like a broken record, but is there any chance we can make it like a patriotic thing this year?
It's $250.
If it happens, I mean, it's, my idea was surrounding Liberty Fest.
Yeah.
Close to that time.
Awesome.
Was the idea, original idea I had.
I have someone on the arts committee who did contact me and wanted to meet to talk about things like this, so definitely can. Do you want me to schedule with you as well? We can.
I was willing to pass off everything that I had to them. Or...
I think that's a great idea. I know that they had one at Weber State that was huge. The storytelling would be awesome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's a
good idea, at least. That's a good idea.
Well, remember, it all used to be one big committee. So, mm-hmm.
So then they made his ideas.
That's great.
That's true. Back to us. Hey.
That's
right. Yeah. What's me, right?
What do you know?
Anyway, 250th anniversary of America in 2026 incorporation. I feel like we made a valiant effort at Halloween. But nobody's listening.
It was awesome. And we did it was a Veterans Day, and then at Kite Day, we could somehow incorporate. I don't know how we incorporate it into Christmas, though. Mm-mm. Other than...
No.
We can reenact... we can reenact the crossing of the Delaware or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Are you talking like this next Monday?
No, it happened on Christmas Day. Could you all dress up like that on Christmas Day and pretend that you're crossing the Delaware? We could win a prize for that.
You were such an overachiever.
Valley Forge. I think we're coming up.
Like, Forge is a great idea.
Like,
no.
The whole revolutionary
world. Are you Martha Washington? Seriously.
But like on Kite Day and stuff, we could definitely post patriotic kites.
Peppers to cover their kites with.
Yeah, exactly.
And most patriotic, we can. And don't we have swag that we can get to actually give prizes to some of these things?
Yeah, I think at our last meeting, I said we should decide what swag we want to get because we do have some little bit of money for that.
Should we maybe do it next meeting? So
yeah.
Since it's
Yes, we should.
Oh, yeah.
And we should order it so that we, and everything else.
We're really kind of don't need to cover this.
Hey, by the way, those stickers were awesome. Those stickers.
Were fun.
Are there any leftovers?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Did you not get one?
No, because I had to go to the soccer games.
Did you survive?
I didn't run. I had them out.
Oh, okay.
But they did win states. Okay. So that was good.
Okay. But I mean, did you survive the zombies?
Zombies.
Question. That was my question.
Yeah, I did. So I was on the golf cart going,
stay.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead. I'm so sorry.
It was a mess.
It was awesome. That was really awesome.
So,
experiences for them.
Yeah.
Just for future committees, did anyone write up notes from the recap of that and put it in our shared drive? Mm-hmm.
Did you want me to do that?
You're always good at that.
Tuesday?
I think so. I think ideally that would be because different people are on these committees. And so it really helps because there's been so many times we go, oh, who is in charge of that? And are they even still around? And we'll call them. Yes, basically. So, yeah, who we called, phone numbers, who did what, and how many people attended, notes for next year. Yeah, so we may just want to include the minutes from the meeting where we took the recap. I mean, however you want to do it, I'm just, but the minutes wouldn't include the phone number for the scary story gal or, you know, some of those things.
Mm-hmm. I think I put it on shared drive. Oh, who's that? Hey, guy. And that guy who brought the big kites.
That's great. That's a great memory.
Anyway, just tuck that in your brains.
Probably should create a spreadsheet and have everybody report what we spent on. So we have.
Yeah. I gave mine to Alexis.
Assessment, 2025 committee council.
Didn't you do it last year?
Do what?
Go to the city council and make the presentation. Oh, yeah. That's what this is talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So every year, each of the committees kind of does like an annual report, kind of reporting to the city council.
And Dallas gets to do that.
Unless he wants his assistant chair.
He's over for that.
The assistant chair could do it.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's again.
I was going to say because the arts committee did theirs.
But that's again where that information will come in handy, so that you can go back to those documents and say, this many people attended this event. This is how much we spent. Yeah, these are some things we're planning for the next year. Just kind of a report on that.
Oh, Chris.
Yep. Doesn't have to be long, but. That's great.
You can, though. You can do that if that makes it easier.
That's just making fun.
So now, as you say, to get it to Wendy
back into the way.
You doing that? Okay.
John,
yeah, if you want to start on that, then we can even review that out for the next meeting in January.
Don't we have a meeting in December? Mm-mm. We don't have a meeting in December?
I don't think so, because it's the week of
Did you want to have December. A meeting yet? The week of Christmas?
Yeah,
most people don't.
Have cocoa.
And scones.
And pet festival. What do we need to incorporate this
year? We will have to buy kites this year because we're out.
I like the idea of bringing the patriotic to the kite festival.
And we can give them prizes.
And I'm looking right now for patriotic kites.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I
was thinking that is to do. So
you're welcome.
That is so good.
I came up with it. I just haven't said anything yet.
But we can tie keys.
So good.
Keys to the kites.
Yes.
Yeah.
They won't, but if they're paper.
Oh my gosh, you guys, that is so awesome.
Yeah.
Classic.
We could have somebody, we could have Buddy the Elf dress up as Ben Franklin.
Wouldn't that be cool though if we did have someone as Ben Franklin?
That's a great idea.
Yeah, but we could
Oh yeah, there's lots of patriotic kites.
Get the Ben Franklin.
We can't buy like 300 or 400 of them, but
yeah, but we could
for the kids. We still should do the white little kites for them, but it might be fun to get a few of these big ones and just have them.
You know, we decorate them. Maybe we would just have red and blue be the decorating colors that we did yesterday.
And the blue did for pictures.
So maybe
patriotic.
Maybe we come up with a theme for the kite fest.
Yeah, let's totally do it, and we can base it on like
something about Corey.
I bet AI could give us some
that is awesome
suggestions, but there's lots of cute patriotic kites. What?
Black Friday sales on kites.
Oh, maybe that's a good idea. You never know.
Kitty hawk.
I have
they raise the price so they could bring it just. I never know. But yeah, there are a bunch of Black Friday sales.
Do something with that too. Says. Kind of celebrate Great American.
December 17th,
but we don't have a meeting, so.
Mm. It's from December 17th.
Kitty Hawk. We do something cool with that, but I didn't think about it till right now, and we don't have a meeting in December.
Hmm.
Would the Colts still fly homemade airplanes from top down?
Our theme could be go fly a kite, right? Something like that. Okay. Every kite becomes a story in a storytelling canvas of American history.
Too long.
No, I'm just reading my I just put something in and I like it. But I mean, that's what it's telling you. So you can come up with things for that.
About make America great again. We'll fly it.
Love if like you said,
that's
tied in. And if we could have someone come, Benjamin Franklin. And no, not the one from the office.
Okay, we'll ponder.
Let's think of that, because that's
it'll come.
We'll think of that. We'll do
more. We have flagged out that day too, please. Thank you.
Please.
Because it's a patriotic theme.
Just so they get tangled around, guys.
No, because we are being patriotic.
We'll put him on the south end of it, isn't
in the middle of the
Okay, public works update. What we got going? Just another reminder for the holiday party.
Thank you, because we almost forgot.
Next week.
Isn't it on the first, though?
That's
Winter Lights Fest. This is dinner at Eaglewood.
I'm so sorry. Party time. Thank you.
This is like a week from
today. Have you all RSVP'd to Wendy?
A week from today.
I did RSVP. Well, no, I don't. So I get to ask.
Week from tomorrow. Thursday.
Are you bringing a date? You bringing your husband?
Yes.
It's always really nice.
Say American 250.
Are you going to have flags out? Do you want me to come patriotically dressed?
Yes, I do.
Do you don't want me to have like
to the Christmas party?
Yes.
I'll wear a tiara.
Whoever listens to these minutes, there's probably like, what in the world is this committee? Wendy. Yeah. Oh, it's Wendy. Oh, bless her heart. Sorry, Wendy.
All right.
Literally, so that just said my husband.
We have the North Salt Public Works Arts and Crafts edition.
To discovery.
Okay. So, I know you're talking
about that. Oh, because, I thought this was the.
Yes, and I love the key.
Oh, you guys, watch this. You got a guilty so excited.
So the
did you make new fire barrels?
Yes, they did.
A lot of holes. So 167 holes.
Have you seen our fire barrels?
They are the coolest thing.
501 on the whole barrel. So we have a light bright extension. Anyway, so a total of 934 holes per barrel.
Wow. Who did that? Gosh. Who sat there and went?
Both years, times four barrels is 3,736 holes that we drilled.
Or who got guys. To drill the holes?
It's not hard to drill them.
Oh,
so we have retired the 75 barrels.
You did retire them?
Well,
I was saying we could keep.
They're the coolest thing.
For the 175th year.
Okay.
Just put a lunch. Yeah. Got it.
But still, they got to stay good part of like 96 years.
No problem.
Those are going to be so cool.
Because they.
Oh my gosh.
They look so good.
Awesome. I kind of want one. I think they're so warm.
So we have them all over at City Hall that night of the event. And people.
Oh, look how fun.
Yeah. So, and then it's all lit up by the.
They look fun.
Yeah. Let me find a better.
I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah. Well,
so all that paint's going to burn off when we first find.
Oh, here you can kind of see in the corner, 75.
Oh, yeah. So what does that say now?
It's just the new logo.
Oh, love it.
It should be.
Oh, that is awesome.
It really is.
So question, do you actually have it measured out or did they just do it by like.
No, that's what
my template. That's a pattern.
I was going to say it's a template.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
If you look at the other picture over there, they're actually taped.
Also, three
are. They're actually taped to the.
Okay, so
they knew exactly where to drill.
Oh, that's awesome.
Brilliant.
So they're all even.
Somebody got a.
Yeah, fuse.
An A in metal shop or whatever.
Really?
Well, they look really good.
And look, they remember to take pictures.
I know.
Hey, if you don't take a picture, it didn't happen.
It didn't happen.
Is that Matt right there? Matt, yeah. Our model down in the pictures right up there. That's, you know, that's how he gets so buff.
You didn't need the chiropractor.
I know.
Those look awesome.
They said, well, they tried to set it up. They said it was easier just to do it on their own. That's how I did it last time.
Looks good. Thank you.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting. Oh, thanks awesome. So much.
Just a few left to finish up the last barrel.
What kind of drill do you use?
Oh, Tammy.
Is it just a regular?
Yeah, just regular drill.
Mm-hmm.
But I bought metal bits. They're called jobber bits, so they're like cheap. But I bought several of them.
Yeah.
Just good dull.
Yeah. Wow.
I actually don't have anything. I reported a lot to City Council last week when I was there. I did thank Audrey that for the Youth City Council because they help us a lot too with our stuff that we do. So but I also thank the City Council and I'll tell you guys that you're here because David already passed the word on to his crew and John's crew that I just told them thanks so much because we couldn't do it without them. The public works people are amazing. They are, I mean, honestly, they're always there and they're there usually before we are for sure. Not even usually, they are. And so I just said that to the City Council that we're so thankful for them and all that they do. So yeah, it's very good. And David came in and said that he passed the word on to them and let them know. So. Appreciate them for doing that because I feel like we do a lot and we just keep getting more. So thanks for all that you do. It's a fun part of the job. That's all I have.
Yeah. Well said.
Thank you.
Approval of approval of minutes for October 23rd and because the 23rd was.
And that was our regular one. Then we needed one more before the Halloween event.
Crafty. We had to make sure our minds were at peace.
And that was a very helpful one.
It was. Thank you. We made all of the little. All the belts.
Good times. All right. I move the Civic Advance Committee formally approved the meeting minutes from October 23rd, 2025 and October 28th, 2025 meetings.
I. All you need.
Boom. Excellent.
Okay.
Hey, does anybody have any final thoughts before we schedule a meeting, the next meeting?
I do have one final thought. If you'll just maybe write in the shared drive about the recap of.
Yeah.
Will you do that? You got that on your to-do list, on your action items. And then in January, we'll just kind of think more about the Kite Festival, right? We'll kind of
think. We need to build it up a little bit, aside from the.
Yeah. Well, let's something else. You know, when we're downtime during the holidays, think of, go on to see what you can do with kites.
A maypole. You're in charge.
A maypole? Could you demonstrate how to do the maypole?
Maypole.
Yeah, the old British
dancing around the maypole.
You dance around it, intricate with, you know, you and Randy.
Oh, yes, that's right. Okay.
That actually might be very popular for kids.
Could be.
Caber toss.
So basically, we're just going to turn it into a Scottish festival. Yeah. Okay. That's cool.
But also very American, because 250.
There you go.
Yeah.
An American maple.
We'll paint it red, white, and blue. And
your kilt has to be red, white, and blue.
Somebody has to dress up as Washington.
There you go.
January, what day?
27th.
I'd rather have a silly idea of having. You ever see Arrested Development? There's a little, wee little England, and they have this daily demonstration where a poppin's flying down a little zip line that hits the main character. I thought, well, that'd be kind of fun to have a Mary Poppins dummy or whatever fly down the mountain and come in for it.
That could be fun.
It's an umbrella, though.
That's been there. I lost it on that one.
Them yeah.
That's why we hit him with stuff.
This is when it's tanky turn.
Okay.
I couldn't drop it on a supply.
How much do we pay for those little white kites?
Do you remember? I don't.
Carmen, do you remember how much we pay per of the white kites, the ones we give away?
Like $3 and something.
We got them on sale, right? Because we got a 20% or something like that because we bought them so early in the year, right?
12 pieces for $30.
Those are national.
Those are so cute.
Yeah. But those white ones are so great because they just fly.
They do fly, which is crazy.
No, but that's kind of fun. But I can't imagine that they're. Maybe we should order.
Maybe we could get.
Well, or first order them, see how cheap they are. I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess I was curious how much we pay. I didn't realize that they were that much. The little freebie ones.
Yeah.
Roger. You think people like four rounds to show his arms?
We adjourned. We did not. Oh, we didn't adjourn yet. Sorry. We talked about it.
Dallas.
You and I talked about it.
Sending subliminal messages.
I'm going to be. What?
You haven't
adjourned.
You're in service. You're in service. Yes. That too.
Please check our next meeting first.
January 27th.
Okay, I missed that. And then is that we get your
okay, awesome job. Okay, I'm excited for the scones. So 10 o'clock on December 1st, I'll tell